According to the deputy administrator of Nyiragongo, the situation is such that a group of cross-border fraudulent traders have been pursued by the Rwandan army, which unfortunately followed them into the DRC. That is why the Congolese soldiers arrest two of Rwanda's military, and without following any regulation or any protocol, Rwandan soldiers have allowed themselves to enter to the DRC to try to retrieve their men. That's why they fight it between them. But according to the army, the spokesperson of the army said about an incursion by Rwandan army beyond 5 kilometers deep into Congolese territory. The Colonel Njike said they were contained until the arrival of the reinforcement of FRDC, and then they returned in Rwanda. The Congolese army said also they repeat the looting of Rwanda's guys because they loot many goods from the Congolese people when in their way to Rwanda, and they promise to speak with the verification mechanism of the International Conference of the Grisalac region so that it can investigate in order to find out what was the motivation of Rwandan troops in DRC.
Now, has the Rwandan government said anything?
The Rwandan ambassador to DRC in Kinshasa said the same thing, but he didn't recognize that their soldiers looted in DRC. He regrets that the two armies clashed in DRC, but he doesn't know more about the problem. Our leaders will talk and found a solution.
So to sum up then, make sure I have it clear, what happened was the Rwandan forces were pursuing cross-border traders and followed them into DRC territory. And at that point, that's when they encountered the FARDC, the Congolese troops, and there was a clash, correct?
Before the clash, the FRDC troops captured the two Rwandan guys because they get inside DRC with their weapon and their uniform, what is not correct. And then others, Rwandan military, came to ask to the FRDC those two guys. That's where the clash started.